The Israel Report with Rolene Marx.
Rolene, how are you doing today?
I am good, and yourself? What can I say? We have no choice but to be.
So yesterday we spoke about the fact that there's going to be elections in March. Now I'm hearing that the Knesset's dissolved. What's going on?
The Knesset has officially dissolved as of midnight last night. There is no more Knesset, and we are now officially on the road to elections. And so far we have the date at the 23rd of February. However, this could change if the Knesset decides to vote for another date to hold elections. But yes, all the fun and games begins now. You know, if you are familiar with Israeli parliamentary law, you will know that if a budget does not get passed, or if there is no agreement to pass a budget, the Knesset automatically dissolves and we head to elections. And this is one of the criteria that led to us having no agreements. And yeah, off we go. Back to the polls.
And tell me, we don't talk about peace trains anymore. We talk about peace planes. The peace plane that went to Morocco has sent a very clear message in the Middle East that peace is the way to go. If you broke a peace, if you want to come to the table, there are ways and means of quid pro quos. Can we see anybody else normalizing relationships with Israel in the coming weeks or months?
Well, we've always said that anyone who accepts Israel's outstretched hand towards peace, we will make peace with, you know, no exceptions, including our very close neighbors, the Palestinians. But yesterday, very, very fruitful meetings in Morocco with the delegations from the U.S. and Israel, who boarded flight LY555 or Khamsa with its beautiful Khamsa decoration, and very, very important agreements were signed, including the exchange of what we're now calling liaison officers. So why has it been called liaison officers? And this is expected to grow into full embassies as the months progress. In fact, by the end of next month, we're expecting full diplomatic ties between the two countries. They are liaison officers because we previously did have very, very low level relations with Morocco. And just before the Intifada, which started in 2001, the Moroccans closed their office in Tel Aviv. The building still remains their property. And likewise, we did the same in Rabat. And it's just a matter of opening up, staffing them up, and getting them working, which is what we hope to do within the next couple of weeks. But also very, very important agreement signed on water cooperation, visas. We are expecting Morocco to be one of the top destinations for Israelis, both from an investment and business perspective and a tourism perspective. In fact, Jared Kushner said to the Moroccans, since we normalized ties with the UAE, there has been a record amount of Israelis visiting the Gulf state, and he reckons that Morocco could give the Emiratis a run for its money, which we heartily agree with. But yes, we're progressing nicely, and the money, if you're playing normalization bingo, which I know we all are doing, is that the next big country to possibly normalize could be Indonesia. Very, very important and strategic, because Indonesia is in Asia and also has the biggest Muslim population in the world. And that will certainly send out a very, very strong message. And some pundits saying that at the moment, the Trump administration are offering billions in aid to Indonesia to try and talk them into normalizing ties with Israel, which would be a real game change. And I think that could be the catalyst for some of the bigger countries to normalize ties. But, you know, it remains to be seen. We hope that we will see another country normalizing ties with the Jewish state before the Trump administration hands over to the Biden administration. And we certainly hope that we will see this momentum carry on into the Biden administration as well.
And of course, it wouldn't be an update from Israel if we didn't hear what the situation is with COVID that side.
Well, the situation as we currently stand, we have our COVID cabinet in a meeting at the moment to discuss a third lockdown. I would have said about a couple of hours ago, a third possible lockdown, but it's practically a given. We've heard from the man they call the coronavirus czar, Nachman Ash. He has said that, you know, unfortunately the situation is unavoidable. The amount of infections are going up high, for a variety of reasons. And, this is a situation that has got the support of both Gantz and Netanyahu and the health ministry. And right now what is being discussed is when would Israel go into lockdown? What will be lockdown? Will we allow schools in low infection areas to remain open? How will this affect commerce? When will this start? The blue and white saying they will not sign off on this unless the lockdown starts next week, so that people have enough time to get themselves organized. One of the possible criteria being discussed is that Israelis will not be allowed more than a kilometer away from their homes. And will it be 21 days? Will it be 25 days? But some good news, we also have it confirmed that as far as our vaccination drive is concerned, we are the leading country in the world. Since we began our vaccination rollout just 3 days ago, we are at least half the capacity that Britain is at. And in terms of in terms of numbers, we are leading the UK and the United States. And some are even speculating that we could have herd immunity by Pesach, which would be very, very welcome, because we've had a whole year of a chagim, of festivals, without being able to see family and share them with loved ones. So this would be welcome indeed. And a lot of the angst, a lot of the skepticism kind of starting to abate as more and more people show up to have their vaccines.
Rolene Marks, thank you so much with the Israeli Report. Rolene, you're back tomorrow, same time, same place?
Yes, honey, you know you can't get rid of me.
We look forward to it.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.